Educate client on home buying process. Clients who will buy a home need to understand the home buying process. Clients who are first-time home buyers and are applying for a specialty first-time home buying government-backed mortgage type may need to take home buying classes to get such loans. Any home buyer could benefit from such classes. The counselor may be qualified to provide this required training or could provide a referral to a class. A client who is interested in buying a home should understand the steps in the home buying process, the roles that various participants play, the types of mortgages that are available and their risks, how to understand fixed versus variable interest rates, how to interpret an amortization schedule, and the overall closing process and related costs. Steps in home buying process. The following terms are defined next because they are relevant to the home buying process. Pre-qualification. A step in the mortgage application process that involves a soft pull of a client's credit report plus an informal review of self-reported client financial information, including income, assets, and debt to give the client information on how much they may be approved to borrow or the mortgage type they may qualify for, but there is no actual lender commitment yet. Pre-approval. A step in a loan or mortgage application process that involves the lender making a hard pull on the client's credit reports and reviewing formally submitted client documents such as pay stubs, bank statements, and tax returns in order for the lender to make a commitment to lend up to a specified maximum amount for a specified time period. Loan estimate, LE. A document provided by lenders to prospective borrowers outlining the expected costs and terms associated with a mortgage loan. Formerly called a good faith estimate. Inspection. An evaluation to assess a property's condition, safety, and compliance with regulations. Here are the steps in the home buying process. Get financially ready, determine what is affordable, do research, and get pre-qualified or pre-approved. Save for a down payment and closing costs, get finances in order, and take steps to have the best credit score possible. Determine what an affordable housing payment plus HELOC fee would be. Determine how much could be set aside for home maintenance and repairs. Determine the desired loan type and get pre-qualified or pre-approved for a loan from one or more lenders who check the client's credit, income, and other details. Getting pre-qualified or pre-approved are just ways to speed up the process. The client has not made a commitment yet. Determine home criteria including needs, must-have, versus wants, willing to forego if needed. Start searching for homes and make an offer. Find a real estate agent to help with home search, optional. Real estate agents are recommended whenever the market is considered a seller's market. That is a hot market. Look at houses both online and in person. Make a written offer on a home called a purchase offer, including earnest money. Earnest money is a deposit of, for example, $1,000 to the seller. The amount depends on the market. Earnest money goes towards the down payment and is returned if the offer is not accepted, but is kept by the seller if the buyer backs out for any reason not covered by a contingency clause discussed shortly. Negotiate a purchase and sale agreement, arrange financing, and perform due diligence. A real estate agent can help with these. If the client does not use an agent, a real estate attorney may be needed. The other party may accept the offer, make a counteroffer, or indicate that others are bidding on the home and that they will take the highest bidder. Clients will need to know the highest bid they are willing to make and to walk away if needed. Pay for a home inspection using an independent accredited home inspector. Pay for a home appraisal. If accepted, sign a purchase and sale agreement formally agreeing to the price and terms. The buyer will have until a particular date to get approved for a loan. Apply for a loan. If rates could rise while applying, the buyer can pay a small fee for a mortgage lock-in agreement. This fixes the interest rate that will be used in a fixed-rate mortgage or the base rate used for a variable-rate mortgage. The lender will provide a loan estimate, LE, 3 days after the mortgage application is complete, which requires a signed purchase and sale agreement. An LE provides the loan type, loan amount, interest rate, expected principal and interest payment, and closing costs estimate. Negotiate repairs and who will pay for them. Finalize the purchase and sale agreement. Prepare to close and close on home. Apply for homeowner's insurance from an insurance company and provide confirmation, insurance binder, to the lender. Close on the home. Read documents and if all details are as expected, sign documents. Pay closing costs, including first month's interest, prorated by day, upfront. Pay first mortgage payment after a minimum of 30 days after closing. The payment will be due on the first of a month, so it could be longer. Note that while rent is paid in advance for the coming month, a mortgage payment is for the month that just ended. This is called payment due in arrears. Contingency clauses can be attached to purchase contracts that must be satisfied for the contract to be legally binding. Each clause will specify a window of time to allow the named party to satisfy the clause, or one or both parties can escape the contract if the deadline passes, or the issue is not addressed per the clause language. Contingency clauses are not to be confused with contingent listings, which are homes on the market that have a signed purchase contract but have not yet closed. Here are some examples of contingency clauses. Mortgage. A mortgage contingency is required in most states. If the buyer does not get approved by a lender by the end of the specified deadline, the seller can seek a new buyer, and the buyer can get their earnest money back. Sale of prior home. A sale of prior home contingency is needed by a buyer who will use cash proceeds from the sale of their existing home as part of the way to purchase the new home. If a buyer for the existing home is not found by the deadline, the party can escape the contract. Appraisal. An appraisal contingency indicates a minimum home value that the property must be appraised at. If not, the contract can be voided or the seller could reduce the price to the appraised value. Home inspection. A home inspection contingency specifies a window to complete a home inspection, and if defects are found, the seller can elect to repair or address the issues. If the seller does not, the buyer can escape the contract. Homeowner's insurance. The seller or the mortgage lender can add a homeowner's insurance contingency to require the buyer to apply for and get homeowner's insurance. If insurance cannot be obtained, either party can escape the contract. Real estate agents and other parties. There are a number of parties involved in the home buying and selling process. Real estate agent. A real estate agent represents one of the parties in a home sale. A real estate agent can only act as a fiduciary for either the buyer or the seller, not for both, so it is best for each party to have their own agent. The buyer's agent is called the buyer's agent, but the seller's agent is called the listing agent. The listing agent may hire a selling agent to help with home selling too, who also works for the seller. When representing the buyer, the real estate agent can help show the client homes in their preferred areas and price range and help the client make an offer on a house. U.S. brokers are typically compensated with 5-6% of the home sales value. While the traditional model is that the seller pays the buyer's agent and their own agent, this can differ on a state-by-state basis. Many people are also using online methods to find homes without needing an agent. Real estate attorney. A real estate attorney is a lawyer licensed to practice real estate law in a given state who can provide real estate advice and draft real estate contracts. In some states, a real estate attorney is needed for any home sale, while in others, a real estate agent can help with the required contracts. If for sale by owner FSBO, an attorney will be needed for the contracts. Mortgage loan officer. A mortgage loan officer or banker is a person who represents a bank or credit union. The officer can provide pre-approval services and can process a loan application. This person is likely a captive agent, meaning that they only provide offers for the lender they represent. Mortgage broker. A mortgage broker does not originate loans. Instead, they do comparison shopping and find good rates and terms for a fee. Title company. A title search company will search public land records to ensure there are no other claims on the property that could result in the ownership of the home coming under legal dispute. Other parties. The closing process will include other parties, such as the company that is processing the closing. The company used for processing the closing and other parties are subject to negotiation between the buyer and seller. Many organizations use affiliated parties for such services by default. Types of mortgages. Mortgages can be originated or brokered by several types of organizations or persons. Conventional mortgages. Conventional mortgages are those that are offered by a bank, credit union, or savings and loan S&L association. They have higher qualification levels for applicants than some types. Government-backed mortgages. Government-backed mortgages are usually brokered by a government agency, meaning that a bank, credit union, or S&L is the actual lender. The agency helps broker mortgages that offer interest rates that are typically 0.5 to 1% below rates offered for conventional mortgages. U.S. citizens who qualify need to meet less strict requirements for loan approval. They can be a good option for clients who qualify and do not have the income, credit rating, or down payment needed for a conventional mortgage. Exhibit 2-62 shows details. Other parties. Individuals and organizations can originate mortgages, and some may be mortgage bankers or work through mortgage brokers. They may offer alternative mortgage types to persons with low credit scores, subprime mortgages. Exhibit 2-62, government-backed mortgages. The two most common types of mortgages are fixed-rate mortgages and adjustable-rate mortgages. Fixed-rate mortgages. A fixed-rate mortgage locks in an interest rate so it never varies during the loan. the principal plus interest part of the payment is the same for every month of the loan period, which is often 15, 20, or 30 years. Options: assumable, loan can be transferred to a new buyer to keep the same rate, plus no new loan fees. Good if rates rise, all FKA loans are assumable. Prepayment privilege, can pay extra to pay down principal faster. Principal plus interest portion of payment is still fixed, so it does not reduce the monthly payment, but it will pay off the loan faster and pay less total interest. Adjustable rate mortgages, ARMs. ARMs have an initial rate, locked in for anywhere between 3 months and 7 years, known as a teaser rate, then convert to a real rate. ARM interest rate equals interest rate index plus a fixed margin. Indexes vary due to market forces. The rate on 6 or 12-month treasury securities is an example, but there are many indexes. Seek stable indexes, options, adjustment interval, how often the rate resets, often 1 year. Longer intervals are better, less volatile. Periodic cap, the maximum increase per adjustment interval. FKA loans have a 1% max. It is important to interview clients to determine which type of mortgage works for their needs. Fixed rate users, the fixed rate and fixed principal plus interest payment enables clients to plan and control their expenses with some certainty. Clients who plan to keep a home for a longer period often prefer these loans, especially if they allow prepayment. Even if they do not allow prepayment after 3 years, all loans allow prepayment without penalty. If interest rates are high when the mortgage rate is locked in, the buyer may need to pay points or plan on refinancing. ARM users may not intend to keep the mortgage for an extended period or plan to refinance if it gets more costly. They are more attractive when going mortgage rates are very high. Getting an ARM just to secure a low payment is risky since market rates are volatile and volatility makes planning expenses harder. If there is an interest rate cap, see what the maximum payment would be. Predatory lenders and scams. Some parties in the mortgage lending and broker space are predatory lenders. Scam artists could also target clients. Homebuyer education is a primary defense against these parties and their tactics. Predatory lenders may steer clients towards high interest rate or high fee loans even if the client would qualify for a conventional loan. They may be motivated by higher yield spread premiums, a type of kickback that some loans allow. Note that these practices led to the subprime mortgage lending crisis and the Great Recession of 2008. A number of protections were put in place as a response, but these practices were not wholly eliminated. If a lender or broker does not consider the buyer's ability to pay or encourages the client to lie about their income, these are red flags of predatory lending. Predatory lenders or scam artists may use bait and switch tactics to provide a loan with unfavorable clauses that were not part of the deal, such as loans with prepayment penalties, excessive fee to pay off early, balloon payments, or that are upward-only adjustable mortgages, interest rate can only go up. They could also promote optional insurance for rare events, and the fine print of such contracts can make it difficult to make a claim. It is important to read all such contracts carefully to understand exactly what they do and do not cover and how claims are made. Refinancing has similar risks. A predatory lender may perpetrate loan flipping, which is when a borrower is convinced to refinance a loan when there is no benefit to the borrower and they will owe more closing costs and fees. The lender could also suggest an alternative mortgage type discussed below. Under the Truth in Lending Act, a client who regrets refinancing or taking out a home equity loan has up to 3 days to cancel the deal after signing. The buyer does so by providing written notice to the creditor of the decision to rescind the transaction. Exhibit 2-63 provides details on alternative mortgages. These all have substantial risks relative to more standard types. Most of these types involve paying very little in the first few years, but the loans can become unaffordable after that. The typical argument made by a broker is that the client can just sell or refinance before the harder or unaffordable parts of the loan arise. However, the client may need to sell or refinance at unattractive rates or accept poor mortgage terms. The client may also fail to be approved. In some cases, if only interest is paid or less than the full interest is paid, the client may owe more than the original amount. Exhibit 2-63. Alternative mortgages, a client can walk away from a mortgage before the contract is signed, even if being pressured to sign, that will lose their earnest money and possibly their down payment. All the client needs to do to not owe more than already paid is not sign the papers at closing. The client has no obligation to pay until signing. It is better to walk away than sign a mortgage that the client feels is not in their best interests. Similarly, it is recommended to view the property just before the closing to ensure no major damage has occurred after the inspection. interest rates, and amortization schedules. Here are some ways for clients to get lower interest rates, take various actions to improve one's credit score to qualify for the best rate offered. Wait until prevailing interest rates are lower before buying. Refinance once rates are lower, get a shorter fixed interest mortgage term such as 15 years but a higher monthly payment. Qualify for a government-backed mortgage with lower rates. Pay points at closing if doing so will reduce the interest rate. Points are discussed more where closing is discussed. Example, Jim is in the Navy. Jim gets a mortgage with rates higher than 6%, and after this is placed on active military duty. While on active duty and for 1 year after, federal law requires the rate to be capped at 6%, and any interest charged above this amount must be refunded. To qualify, Jim must provide the lender with a letter, including a copy of the orders for deployment. 1 year after the active duty deployment ends, the rate can go back to normal. Jim needs to notify the lender when this deployment has ended. A client purchasing a home needs to understand how to interpret an amortization schedule. Amortization is defined as the process of gradually paying off a loan through scheduled payments that include both interest and principal over a defined period. An amortization schedule is defined as a detailed table that indicates each payment on a mortgage or other loan, breaking down how the fixed payment to principal plus interest is allocated to the principal payment and the interest payment. It also shows the principal amount remaining and total interest pay per period. An amortization schedule calculates a payment so that the required principal plus interest payment, the PI in PITI, is the same total amount for each monthly payment over the life of the loan. For a 30-year fixed mortgage, the amortization schedule that is provided to the client at closing will have a schedule of 360 monthly payments. The interest paid will start out quite high and the principal paid quite low. For a $220,000 home with a $20,000 down payment, this leaves a principal balance of $200,000. On a 4% 30-year fixed loan for $200,000, the monthly payment of principal plus interest, PI, is $954.83. Over the life of this loan, if no extra payments are made, the total interest paid will be $143,739.01. If the client instead had put no down payment down, example a VA mortgage, and the interest rate was the same, the PI on $220,000 would be $1,050.31 per month, so the 9% down payment cut almost $100 from the monthly payment. Toward the end of the loan, the interest due will be much lower and the principal paid much higher, but the PI payment amount will be the same by design, $954.83 in this example. If a client pays extra on their mortgage, they essentially are shifting down to a lower payment row on the amortization schedule, speeding up full repayment. The PI will remain the same regardless of how much extra is paid. Exhibit 2-64 shows the start and end of this example amortization schedule. Exhibit 2-64, abridged amortization schedule. Mortgage interest calculators and general amortization schedule calculators are easy to find online, and a template is available in spreadsheet software by searching for loan amortization schedule. Mortgage interest calculators online have additional fields for adding the down payment, extra payments per month, HOA fees, and more. These tools can help a client see how much they would pay at a given interest rate. Remind clients that the total mortgage payment will be higher than just the PI due to the taxes and insurance, the TI and PITI private mortgage insurance, PMI, or an equivalent may also be needed. Note that taxes and insurance may be collected by the mortgage lender in a special account called an escrow account, which is defined as a financial account managed by a third party that holds funds for specific purposes until all conditions are met, such as funds for property taxes or insurance premiums on behalf of a homeowner. The mortgage lender pays the taxes and insurance when they are due on the client's behalf. If taxes and slash or insurance go up, the escrow may have a projected shortage, and the client will be given the option to pay the shortfall or have the TI payment amount increase. When a client pays off a mortgage, called redeeming a mortgage, any property taxes due will need to be paid directly to the government. The government will send a bill for a semi-annual payment twice a year or a quarterly payment four times a year. Similarly, the client will need to pay an insurance company directly for homeowner's insurance, closing process and closing costs. Closing is defined as the final step in a financial transaction, such as the transfer of ownership in a real estate deal, where all necessary documents are signed and funds are exchanged. Closing can be stressful for clients. Clients should read every document to ensure it is the deal they have agreed to. the closing process starts by scheduling a closing date. As soon as the closing date is known with certainty, the final figures are calculated for that exact date of ownership transfer. This includes calculating some prorated information for a partial month of interest, a partial month of property taxes, and so on. The buyer has the right to see these final numbers 3 business days before the closing. This document listing all final numbers is called a HUD closing disclosure form. If the buyer has legal representation, that attorney can review the numbers and verify that the various costs are both as expected and are within line with normal fees for each type of service. On the date of the closing, all parties will either meet at a location or some or all parties will meet virtually. Closing costs are defined as expenses beyond the property price that buyers and sellers must pay at the conclusion of a real estate transaction, typically including fees for services like appraisals, title searches, loan origination, and taxes. Closing costs are typically between 3 and 6% of the home value. The loan type and general cost of living in a given area can have an impact on the normal range. If the fees seem excessive, this could be a red flag of a predatory lender. There could be duplicate fees or unearned ones. A way around this is to shop around for another organization to handle the closing and compare quoted fees. Shopping around in this case can also help determine if these fees are acceptable. Here are some common fees assessed in the closing process that make up the total closing costs. The down payment is also due at this time, but is not a closing cost. Points paid. Paying points prepays interest. 1 point is 1% of the loan amount, so on a $200,000 mortgage, 1 point would cost $2,000, and this would be payable at closing. Discount points can be used to get a lower interest rate within an allowed range. For each point paid, the interest rate is typically reduced by 0.25%. If the client is planning on staying in the home for at least 5 to 7 years, it might be a good financial decision to pay for points to reduce the interest rate, as this is typically how long the interest savings take to outweigh the upfront cost. If the home will be sold or refinanced sooner, it might not be worth it to pay discount points. A mortgage lender can inform the buyer of the break-even date for purchasing 1 or more points. Loan origination fee. This fee is to compensate the lender for administrative costs. This is often 1% of the loan amount and is not an interest charge, but a fee. It is not tax deductible. Loan application fee. This fee is to compensate the lender for loan application processing costs. It is typically in the $200 to $300 range. Title search fee. This fee is paid to an attorney to search public land records to ensure the seller is the legal owner of the property. Title insurance, a policy that protects property owners or lenders from financial losses due to issues with a property's title, such as ownership disputes or undisclosed liens. Title insurance for the lender is mandatory and protects the lender from challenges to the title. Title insurance for the buyer does the same for the buyer and is typically included by default, but it is technically not mandatory. Appraisal fees. The home appraisal fee is part of closing costs. Other fees. Depending on the state, there may be other fees, such as fees paid for the notary to witness and sign the mortgage contract, for recording the deed at the county courthouse, and for pulling the buyer's credit report. Some fees are paid at other times, such as the inspection fee, which is due at the time of the inspection. Homeowner's insurance is usually paid directly by the homeowner to the insurance company, which will send an insurance binder to the lender confirming this insurance has been acquired and paid. Note that a title is defined as a legal document or claim proving ownership of property or assets. When a mortgage is taken out, the lender will record a lien, the lender's ownership interest, on the property with the related government department, such as a county or city land records department. When the mortgage is eventually paid off, redeemed, the lender will send the homeowner the original copy of the title and will record this transfer with the same land records department.